Today on The Breakdown, get ready to break your brain down because this shit's gonna get alive. You know what I'm saying? Because I can't believe what happens in this particular hand. It's yet another hand from EPT Paris, but no, not from the final table, not this time. No, no. We go back in time to when there's 70 some odd players left and two people just completely lose their minds, perhaps. Is this good? Can this ever be good? We're going to talk about it, I guess. We're going to see. Sometimes we're surprised on The Breakdown with Grant Dennison and Jonathan Levy.
Hey. First time, no rehearsal. I say
first. Yeah, so those of you who are listeners of this show and listen to all the shows heard the last one about the final table of this one, and we went into it saying, there's a play that we don't like coming in, and maybe we'll find a way to like it. And those are the coolest breakdowns. When we think we're not going to like it, and then we end up liking it.
Right.
Spoiler alert, we ended up sort of being okay with it. That's kind of how it ended
up. Some of it.
I could say the same thing about this.
I can already start to...
I would be far more surprised if I ended up okay with the play.
I'm already starting to generate defenses for this play in my head. I'll tell you what. I'm already beginning it.
Okay.
The shields are up.
This might be a short one. this might be a short episode.
Yeah.
Got to warn everybody, you know, because I don't really understand why this has
to
happen.
That's a good thing when you don't understand. That's why.
I mean, the guy who does it is wearing a bucket hat. Does that have anything to do with it?
Describe a bucket hat.
It's like those hats that have a brim that goes all the way around on all sides. Like you might see someone wearing it on the beach. And they were pretty popular in like the late 90s. And I think maybe they're making a bit of a resurgence.
They protect you from the sun and even
do players who wear bucket hats make stranger plays? That's the question.
I think it's possible.
I mean, I was watching this hand, and I know this is not going to be appealing to some of you, but there's stuff to talk about here. And I said this looked like a hand that I might have seen played in the first level of a weekday local noon tournament. Like,
yeah, you did say that.
And I think after now, Jonathan knowing the details of the hand, he probably agrees with me. I guess we'll see if we can find a way to justify the play.
Let's find out together.
Yeah.
On The Breakdown.
Hey, guess what we got?
What?
First time suggester.
Hey!
Unless it's just somebody who's using a pseudonym or a different name.
They do that.
It is a pseudonym. It's the internet. Lucas VK.
Maybe that's his name. And it isn't a pseudonym.
And it sounds like a perfume that I would wear. And when I know for a man it's supposed to be called a cologne, but it's all the same thing. Why are we lying to ourselves?
Well said. Well said, Grant. Yeah. When you're ready for her, Louis VK.
No. When you want her to be ready for you.
Oh, Louis VK.
Yeah. Hell yeah, Louis VK. So,
sweat from the inside, Louis VK.
Oh, that's good, because then it's like your real man scent.
She's so hot.
Yeah. Women love that. Oh, my wife loves that. All right.
Okay.
72 remain. They're in the money.
Yes, they are.
Yeah. So this is like an exciting time to be alive. It's a 5K.
5,300 euro event.
You're in the money. It's probably like a reasonable payout, maybe a 4X of your buy-in, something like that.
A little bit less. Yeah. 17,300 euro. That translates to a little over $18,000 if you want that conversion.
If you're an American.
Yeah, just to help make it a little easier. The money jumps are very unimpressive. Not surprising at this point. From 72 to 71st, it's a $3,000 jump, and then it just stays that way for a long time. And then eventually it's another $3,000.
Right, so we're just playing poker.
This is what happens.
Yeah, you're just playing poker.
Yep.
Let's do it. Let's play poker.
Oh, okay.
Tell me a little about Lewis Spencer.
I'm going to tell you a little bit about Lewis Spencer. Lewis Spencer, is he the one wearing the bucket hat?
No.
I didn't think he would be. I got to tell you. Based on their Hendons, I would have said it wasn't Lewis Spencer. Lewis Spencer has total live earnings of $1.9 million.
Okay, legit.
Has some very interesting caches in here, too. For example, in 2021, finished 20th in the main event of the World Series of Poker.
That's an interesting cash.
A little under $250,000. That is an interesting cash, isn't it? There's other examples of interesting caches. He plays high rollers.
Ooh, really?
So, yeah, the Triton Super High Roller, $125,000 buy-in. He finished 11th for $329,000. I mean, he's playing 25Ks and cashing in them. Like, so his Hendon isn't monstrous for a guy who's playing all these high rollers, but he's playing them. Like, his Hendon is littered with things that are over 10K for buy-ins.
Wow.
Yeah, I was surprised to see
that. So he might be down in tournaments. if he's playing.
I would guess he probably is if he's only got $2 million in live earnings and he plays any degree of... And this is the only six-figure buy-in on his Hendon, but he's got a number of 25Ks as well. So, like, you know...
Maybe he's up. Who knows?
I mean, you never really know, but probably not.
But he's like, you know, at the very least, he's either a rich kid or he's got some backing. He's probably got some poker chops.
Right. Let's say that.
Yeah. He's got 540K in front of him at 10K, 15K. And aces, which is a good hand to have if you're good at poker or bad at poker.
Yep.
He's plus two, raises to 30K.
Cool.
There's a guy named Pavlov, who I'm sure is tired of all the jokes, in the small blind with queen 10 of clubs.
Sure.
He makes the call for with 695K. I think it's totally reasonable, especially when it's the inflated small blind situation. 10K, 15K.
I think it's reasonable anyway.
I do too. But you can call a little bit wider when the small
just
blind.
A little bit wider.
Then we got the big blind. This is the bucket hat guy.
Yeah.
Hamuchi. He's got the chip lead between these three players. He's got 825K. Tell me a little bit about Hamuchi.
Coming into this event, Hamuchi's overall Hendon was about $167,000.
Okay, so that could be either he's good or bad. You never really know. Or in between, somewhere in between.
Most of his caches, just looking this over now, are under $1,000 buy-in events, or like 200, 330 euro buy-ins.
So he probably satellited into this, most likely?
Probably, yeah. That seems like a reasonable
guess.
So
he's having
guess.
The run of his life. It's good for him.
Yeah.
He is not afraid of the money, I'll tell you that. He's got 825. He's got queen 9 off, and he calls out of the big blind, which we have no problem with that.
No, of course not.
Bucket head or not, you know, queen of diamonds, nine of spades.
Okay.
Makes the call, pots 105K.
Okay.
The flop is queen 5-4, two diamonds. Spades, diamonds, diamonds. Obviously, aces feels pretty comfortable on this flop.
Yeah.
Almost always has a small blind beat. I guess the big blind has some two-pair combos. Small blind has some sets.
The small blind has 5-4 suited, and that's it for two pair combos, right?
Yeah. And of course, both blinds make top pair.
Yep.
And they both check. Do you find any strong argument for betting as either blind?
I don't think so. I would expect we'd see a lot of bets on a queen 5-4 board, even though there are two diamonds. I would think that's a continue board for the opener, the plus two guy, most of the time. I think I like a check here instead of a lead for sure. What do you think?
Yeah, I do too. I don't know if he's going to lead bet like all the time, but you know, if he has the ace of diamonds in his hand, that's probably enough to bet, right?
Yeah, I think he's betting a lot of his range because he has all the ace queens and queen queen and king king and ace ace, and you know, we don't have any of those. Maybe we have some ace queen. We don't have anything else really, and we may not even have ace queen.
Right.
So.
So Spencer's going to bet. He does happen to have the comfortable position of having it as aces, but it's 35 into 105. I feel like you could go bigger, 35 into 105 three ways on a somewhat wet board.
I mean, mostly you're just getting folds, honestly.
Of course.
So but you could go a little bit bigger, I guess. It's really, I mean, yeah, like six, seven suited can be there too for the small blind is that we want to charge. But
and like a queen's not folding.
Of course not.
Right?
So. Yeah, that's true. That's true. And like two sevens in the big blind are calling, but the small blind might fold.
Yeah.
I'm not sure really. Maybe they even call in the small blind either way.
I slightly prefer a bigger bet. But
okay, that's
not,
fair.
Not a huge deal.
Yeah.
Pavlov is going to call. I don't really see any other options. I guess you could raise because Hamuchi's in the big blind. Like get rid of like the six eights.
Come
stuff
on.
Like that. Six, seven even.
What are we going to do? We're going to inflate this pot out of position.
What are we going to do?
It's crazy. It's in such a clear call.
Lucas VK would never raise here, and neither should you. If you want to smell good.
When you want them to look through you. Louis VK.
It's Lucas VK.
Lucas VK.
You're doing Louis CK.
Yeah.
Disgraced. Hamuchi has a queen in the big blind, and I think this is an interesting spot.
Okay.
It's not as interesting as I'm making it, but...
I was going to give you a chance to hang yourself.
But when I'm in this spot, I feel a little icky. Like, should I really be calling with queen? What am I really hoping for with queen nine here? I'm hoping to call and that everybody checks every street.
Or you're hoping to call and improve, which you absolutely can do. You got five outs to improve.
Yeah.
Like, so the combination of those two things isn't bad. What you wouldn't be doing if you call is planning on overcalling the turn, right? You might you might call a turn bet, but you wouldn't overcall a turn.
No, yeah. If there's a bet and a call, and then we call on the flop, and then there's another bet and another call on the turn,
we're not interested.
I can't see us calling.
But we could check call turns if the small blind follows the turn pretty comfortably, at least some of the time, depending on what we think about our opponent, where they can be barreling with diamonds.
Yeah, and if diamonds miss, we do have the queen of diamonds.
Also, if other Broadway cards come, like a jack or a 10, there's some natural continues there with hands that are worse than ours.
Yeah, so we have to continue.
Yeah.
But do we have to continue like this? Because Himuchi is going to raise to 85K. It's not even a big raise. He's raising to less than the original pot before Spencer bet. And
yeah,
we can talk first about categorically check raising here. Is there any value in doing this?
There's got to be at least some, right? Yeah. It can't be all bad to check raise. I know we've got a top pair medium kicker here. We usually have the best hand.
Yeah.
And denying equity is a valuable thing.
I think that usually is a strong word. I think that Pavlov has a lot of better queens than us.
When he has a queen, it's better than ours.
Yeah, and I think that's like a lot of his range.
Well, he can have other pocket. I think he can have medium pocket pairs that he calls once for cheap, not assuming we're mostly folding.
Yeah.
Like if he has sevens, I think he's calling a small bet on the flop, right?
Sure.
I think so. And he can have draws also.
But I think he has king, queen off.
Sure.
Queen, jack off, probably.
I don't know if he can have queen, jack off or not, but maybe.
Yeah. Queen, 10 suited.
Yep.
And ace, queen off some.
Maybe some ace, queen off.
Like, that's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, no, we can't put in a lot of money against that guy in particular.
Yeah.
But he called once, not often. The small blind calls not knowing that we're coming along. Now that the small blind knows we're here, this is why I was saying we can't overcall the turn. The small blind puts in money on the turn as a call. Or, by the way, as a lead, really, unless we improve, I don't know how we could ever be interested in putting any more money in.
Yeah. Right?
Like, if it goes check, bet, call, we're just out, because what the hell are we beating now? We're beating two diamond draws. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, Himuchi makes it 85K.
Okay. So, yeah. So, the value in this, I guess, is we are denying equity from hands like ace-king.
Are we
like
when we make it 85K specifically?
I mean, if you have ace-king and you were Spencer, plus two with it, with the small blind who already called, if we don't have a diamond in our hand, I think we're just folding.
Okay, fine.
If we have the ace of diamonds in our hand, we're probably calling for this cheap a price, admittedly. But yeah, I think we're folding out some of those hands.
Yeah.
Like, what's ace-10 doing? If ace-10 bet this flop, it's just folding.
It's folding.
Right?
Yeah. So we're denying some equity, a little bit of equity.
Although, that means we're only denying three outs of equity, though. Like, it's not that great. But between the two of these guys, you know, it's a weird decision. It's not one I would make, to be clear. But I think there's some value to it.
Yeah. I mean, we're never folding out two better hands. That's never happening.
I wouldn't think so. Maybe one sometimes.
Yeah.
But if we're folding out one better hand, because the other hand either has great equity against us because it's a good draw, or it's are also ahead of us, right? Which isn't, neither one of those things are really awesome.
Right.
We do get to charge also draws, though, by raising here.
We're not charging them very much. We might as well raise more.
We're charging more than 35K, at least. We're adding 50K to it. We're adding, how many more blinds to it?
Wouldn't you rather just...
Three more blinds.
Wouldn't you rather just call and not open yourself up to the three bet?
Yes, I would, Grant. I absolutely would, but...
If you want to charge the draws, make it 175K. Like, you're
that's too much. Right?
It's not. That's like a pot size bet.
Okay. I don't think we need to charge that much, but whatever it is. But I agree, if we're going to raise, we should probably raise more. I do agree with you. But I'm saying there still is value in charging the draws more than they're paying right now. That's something. We also rest control this hand. So if it's a brick on the turn, we get to lead and then fold out those draws that called our raise right now versus it checks through and we can't do anything about it and they get a free river card, which is nice to also deny. This is more just denying equity. Yeah. Other ways to talk about denying equity by Lucas VK.
And I guess
it's inside you.
It's weird to talk about what Himuchi's repping because he has like a medium value hand, but from a traditional perspective, he's repping two pair.
Yep. It's two pair plus.
Yeah.
For sure.
But Spencer, of course, with aces is not going to fold.
No, especially on this board where it's like, you can have all the draws, sir. And maybe he knows something about this guy anyway.
The question, I think, is do we want a three bet as Spencer?
Mm.
Because Pavlov could have some draws, could have some decent equity against us, and a three bet guarantees the removal of Pavlov. So it really comes down to what we think about Himuchi.
Right. It's interesting because if we call, one of the good things about calling here is, and if Pavlov even calls behind us, right? we get to sort of learn a little bit more about Pavlov's hand by calling. Yeah. I mean, by raising, we also get to learn about his hand, for sure. We learn a lot about his hand by raising. We learn more. But, like, if he's sitting there with a monster, which once, very rarely, but once in a while he's going to have a set that he just called the flop bet with, yeah. right? Well, this is probably when he's going to wake up with a raise, right now.
Yeah.
So by just calling, we get to save ourselves from that play in terms of how much it's going to cost us.
I mean, there's a chance that he could play a combo draw like that,
I know.
Too.
I don't think we can fold, actually. We have aces. As I said, I'm like, but we have aces. Like, aren't we just going to go broke against this guy? We're not that deep, right? We're not that deep. We started the hand with, like, what, 36 blinds?
Yeah.
We're getting it in. We're just getting it in. With that in mind, that makes me want to raise. Especially, we don't have the ace of diamonds, right? Makes me just want to. I like three betting.
If we're not folding heads up either way, then we might as well. And there's a chance we can get it in against Himuchi. Sometimes we'll be behind, but we'll have equity against almost everything. It's usually two pair, not a set. So we'll have more equity than the set.
Yeah.
And Himuchi will have more draws than he has two pairs. So that's totally fine. And we'll have to be happy at this stack depth to get it in. If we raise and then Pavlov moves in and Himuchi moves in, then we can fold.
Yeah, and it's going to cost us like a lot if we like. What's our raise to here? What
200k minimum? Yeah. Minimum. Yeah.
So we put in half our stack, but we can comfortably fold.
It's an easy fold at that point.
Like, there's once in a while one guy's got a draw and the other guy's got two pair, and we would have won the whole whole pot. But usually it's not going to go that way. It's an easy fold. Yeah. I agree.
So I think I actually kind of prefer a raise.
Yeah,
versus
I think you're right.
A call here.
I think you're right.
Spencer calls. Which, you know, in the moment, it might be what I did.
Yeah.
But I think after thinking about it, I prefer a raise.
It also depends on what we think about Himuchi, right?
Yes, of course.
If we think he's the kind of guy who's going to do weird barrels on later streets, we might want to give him a chance to do that.
Right. If Himuchi's the type of guy who's going to show up with 9-10 of clubs here sometimes, right. then maybe we let him go.
There are guys like that.
Yeah.
And then we're just like, we'll call and, you know, if he moves in on the turn and Pavlov's got a set, we're going to call the move in and we're going to get screwed. Like, that's going to be too bad for us because Pavlov's going to be sitting there. But mostly he doesn't have a set, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So Spencer calls and Pavlov's like, it's 50K more, but I don't know what the hell's going on. Time to get out. And I think he's right to fold Queen 10 on the Queen 5-4. He has no backdoor equity other than a straight draw, which is not very good.
I mean, what's his dream scenario? They both have diamond draws. I mean, there's not a lot there for him.
I think folding makes lots of sense.
Yeah.
Didn't lose much. You know, he lost four blinds in the whole hand.
Yep.
And good for him.
Does not have the best hand.
Yep. So he folds.
Okay.
Got 310K in the pot. Himuchi has queen nine with the queen of diamonds on queen 5-4, two diamonds. Spencer has two aces, no diamond. Turn is the king of clubs.
Okay.
I don't know who this hits more. It's hard to say because Himuchi's a strange player. I guess Spencer...
It's got to hit Spencer more.
Could have like king X of diamonds and... More like, no, they can both have king X of diamonds.
Yeah, they actually can. You're right. But that actually is okay for Spencer. If Spencer's beating king X of diamonds.
Yeah.
So that's fine for him. But it's bad for Himuchi, right?
Right.
So that's why it matters.
Yeah.
Right? Spencer's like, whatever.
Yeah.
As long as you have king queen.
Yeah. So now if you're Himuchi, and I know you've never been Himuchi, you've never made this play.
Eunice Himuchi, I've never been you, sir.
Yeah. So what do you do? It's a weird spot now.
When we just got our raise called.
It was a tiny, tiny raise, too.
But the guy called with the dude behind him, right?
Yeah.
He doesn't have nothing. He has to have... What's the worst hand he actually has here?
Excluding draws?
Sure.
Probably queen 10.
Okay, so a hand we're losing to.
Yeah.
So we're losing to all his made hands, and the draw should at least have reasonable equity against us, right? Like, probably it's like the nut flush draw type of a thing. It isn't always going to be, but often it's, if he's got diamonds, it's the nut flush draw, which is a 13 outs or 12 outs or whatever against us anyway, right?
Yeah.
And it could be more, if he's got ace king of diamonds, well, now he's beating us, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think we're supposed to check. Aren't we just supposed to check, give up here and it like did, be like,
it
done?
It didn't work out.
Yeah. If we really think Spencer is a wild man who does super crazy things, we can check call. Like, okay, that's a good card for him to bluff, I guess, but I think I'm ahead. Why would we bet, though? How is betting any good? So we have to check.
Yeah. Himuchi checks.
Okay. He's doing great.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Strapped and loaded.
Spencer is going to...
Lucas CK.
Spencer is going to bet.
Strapped and loaded.
It's VK.
Sorry.
Spencer's going to bet, which I think you could go either way on here. After getting check raised and then the check. It's a strange line, the check raise check. It's not something you encounter that frequently. How do you approach it with aces?
Well, the pot has 310K in it. We, as Spencer, only have 425.
Yeah.
I think we should be betting here for sure. Deny equity to the draw. Charge the draws, basically. I think that's a good idea.
I guess Spencer has other ideas because he does bet, but he bets 100 into 310.
He's trying to get value from a queen.
Yeah.
I mean, that seems very clear. Why else would you bet 100 here, right?
Yeah.
You're actually giving the draws the right price to check call. He's got to be just trying to get value from a queen.
You would think.
Yeah, I do think.
In fact, as far as thinking goes, I would like to hear what your thinking is regarding what Himuchi's about to do.
Okay.
He's going to min raise. He's going to make it 200K.
Such a weird decision to min raise. It's so strange.
All right, this is a really fun place to play Jonathan Defends the Play.
Oh, my God.
Defend Himuchi's min raise. He has queen 9. He has check raised the flop of queen 5, 4, 2 diamonds. The turn is a non-diamond king. He checked his opponent bet. He min raised.
Okay, I'm trying to get there. I'm just trying to get to the point of even defending any raise before I can get to the min raise. Okay, the way we defend a check shove is like you have diamonds, and I'm charging you the full amount for the diamonds.
Having the queen of diamonds, not ideal for that, but fine.
Sure isn't. But, you know, there's already a queen on board. So.
I know. It makes it less of a meaningful diamond, but it still means a little bit.
It means a tiny bit, but less so. Okay. So that's at least the reason we would do that, right? That's the only reason I can think of to check raise at all, is to deny equity to diamonds.
Okay.
Okay.
Why would we choose the minimum amount for the raise?
Okay. I mean, I can't defend this. The reason why this guy probably did it is to, quote, find out where he was. Or, okay, the expert play is to do it to induce? I mean, I don't know, man.
It's got to be the other one. It's got to be the second one.
Yeah.
Because Spencer moves in for 425. It's 225 more.
Yeah.
And I guess if you've played with Himuchi at all, probably totally makes sense to move in here with aces. Just like, if you got me, you got me, buddy. Like, I understand.
Does Himuchi call instantly or does he think about
it? He calls pretty quick.
Yeah, so he's one of those guys. So Spencer's just playing this like, I know who you are, and I'm not you, and I'll just wait for this to happen because it's going to happen.
So can you defend the check raise or the call? I mean, I know the call is getting a good price, but is it a good enough price?
Well, here's the only thing I can think of here with the call. Is if we're putting our man on diamonds, maybe he has like ace, the board is what, queen, like 4-5. Maybe he's got like ace jack of diamonds, so he turns the monster combo draw.
He could call.
He could, but he wants to get all the value. He can't get the rest of the chips unless he moves in right now.
Okay.
So he's gonna get so that's why he check raised. but then I thought you mean the call for the shove though.
Yeah.
That's what you're saying. Well, yeah, now the guy's moving in with this monster thing, so we're calling it off to like get full value when we're a big favorite. Obviously, that's why we're doing it. What's the question here? Right.
Yeah. Okay.
this is some fucking pinball level shit. You know, the ball is bouncing all over the place right now.
This is dark. It's like a little dark.
Yeah. Someone's high on their own supply, Lucas CK, DVK, whatever the fuck your name is.
It's Lucas Damn. VK.
Lucas VK, like Lucas Vegas Knights.
Exactly. Maybe it is.
Hot Vegas Knights.
Stop it. Don't do that.
Okay, sorry. Lucas VK, up all night. Like that.
So I don't think most of what Himuchi does in this hand is justifiable.
Yeah, I think all the post-flop play seems bad, except the check on the turn, but he's checking not to give up and not to call even.
He's checking to put in 425K
more. You could check call the turn, and it's at least somewhat justifiable.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's good. It's probably bad, but it's at least okay, barely. But, like, min check raise? I mean, geez, man, at least check raise all in. You know, like... Make him fold the ace seven of diamonds or something like that, you know? Like, give him a chance to fold some of his stuff that has equity against you. If he calls, he calls. Instead of like, let's realize our equity here. Both players are gonna fully realize their equity, damn it.
I don't know, man.
This seems reckless,
mm-hmm.
Foreboding.
It just kind of feels like Himuchi doesn't care. This is why I said it was like the first level of like a noon tournament, a local like. It's like he's just messing around. But there's 72 left in a 5K.
It's so weird to me when I see the guys who play like this. Because there are lots of guys who play like this, right?
Yeah. Well,
I mean, lots. There's, you know, 7% of the field or 3-5% of the field plays like this.
We don't usually find them in this spot, though.
Right. I agree. Not in what's the buy-in? 5,300 euro. And this late in the tournament, you don't see it that often. I guess he's danced through some raindrops to get here, and all the players are just like waiting to collect the chips. You know how the guy sits at your table and it's like, who's going to get him? Someone's getting all these chips. Like,
right.
It may take a little while. He may cooler some dudes, but eventually he cannot win this tournament. It's almost impossible
right.
because of the way he's playing.
Yeah.
This feels like
It does feel a bit
Eunice
like that.
Is one of those guys.
Yeah. Well, I guess good for Spencer.
Yeah, you know, good for him. And he did not shirk from the challenge. He didn't fold the aces at any point.
Do you know how he finished? Do you have that information?
I have all the information, sir.
Okay.
So, yeah, I know how he finished. I got to look it up again really quickly, but I have it right here. I don't want you to worry about anything, okay? Sorry. It's a good time to be alive. Okay. So, Lewis Spencer finished 37th for $28,000 or 26,000 and change euro.
Didn't ladder up that much money-wise.
Correct. Hamuchi did not do as well. He finished 51st for $25,000 and 23,000 euro.
He made it. He made it. You know, a decent amount further on the.
Yeah,
stack he
he must have gotten some double ups or something because he lasted another 20.
I mean, it's
pairs.
Possible Hamuchi doesn't always play like this, and he just kind of lost his mind for this hand and convinced himself of a lot of different things that Spencer was doing that he wasn't doing.
I mean,
I don't
maybe
know.
If Daniel Negreanu did this, we would say it was genius.
Of course.
How Matt Berkey did it, we'd say it was terrible.
Of course. That's our brand.
Hey. First time, no rehearsal. I say fuck the second take. 90s baby scratching them vinyls until the record break. Mr. One Night is all I need. No second dates. I'm the rapper most likely to make you type SM.